Just now.
Yeah.
That's clear now. I can talk to you a little bit.
Okay. Alright.
Alright. So, no good.
Well, here's what I wanted to tell you. The fellow up the street did his darndest to put me out of business 4 years ago and this year. I could never talk to the man. He became violent when I asked someone to talk to him, you know? And he had his people, his friends, his money, everything he could get to work against me. Now, I made up my mind for the way he treated me that there was going to be a change. As I said, I talked to the right people, and I told them that I wanted a change. And they said, well, it's your town, and if you want to change, you go ahead. So I decided that guy is not going to do any business in that. And commitment to Jim. And I said to Jim that I'm going to do what I can to have these fellows in town do business with you. Now, I've talked to quite a few of them thus far. And they said that they would be alright. And I feel this way out. If it's going to be done in this town, then it should stay in this town. And it should go as far as no one's going to go out of business but one man. And everybody who has been doing something can continue doing it. But I feel it should not go out.
When I was on top, the boy had paid over in there, the connection, you understand?
What was that?
They had the connection on the courthouse.
Who did?
The mine man.
Yeah, fine.
Yeah, what connection do these boys have?
They've got them.
Are you sure, though?
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
I mean, the new scares is coming in now.
Well, who do you think I helped in both elections?
But you got scared on your side, though, for sure. You see, you're going for county detectives? Yeah, maybe he's getting state troopers.
I know.
Yeah, because I left the lane wide and see what happens.
Wow.
That's what I mean?
Yeah.
And I told him I wanted to talk to you.
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting for, if I said anything.
Okay, well, on this other thing, I'm going to have Jim sit down with you.
Yeah, then I'll talk to him on that, Joe, and see what... See, but I'm scared of that because if they don't have the county and the judge, and they're not, they'll go to jail.
Well, you're not going to go as far as we're concerned. We're situated pretty well. As I said, where I stand. And anybody getting in trouble, I'm going to intercede for that individual.
Sure, so he came to me. He promised me city, county, and state police protection.
Who came down?
Jim O'Neill.
No, but I mean, when you were hit before, who were you hit by?
State police.
State. All right, now. That situation there is being taken care of. Now, I'm asking you that...
Well, see, here's my problem. Here are the boys I got with. I borrowed money off them.
Mm-hmm.
And I owe it to them. And they got me over a dog run buying it. I'm scared to death. I don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know.
You see my big problem?
Yeah, but you're still doing your thing in town.
Right.
That's the thing. See, now as far as I don't know who you're connected with. I don't know where.
There's no guarantee with those phones by anybody. There's for anybody. I mean, there's no ironclad guarantee. But I would say it's a 90% guarantee because you have a Republican governor.
Yes.
And when you have a Republican governor.